It is 6:45. You are listening to Breakfast on 2SER 107.3. My name's Nick Healy, with you until 9 o'clock this morning. Now, look, it's not going to surprise you that Australia's oceans are full of some really quite strange and really quite beautiful creatures. But here's one you may not have heard of, and it's called the weedy sea dragon. It's an odd little species native to Australia's southern waters and can even be found in Sydney Harbour. Now, there's a new citizen science research project being led by marine biologist Dr. Selma Clanton that's revealing that weedy sea dragon populations are actually in a bit of trouble. Now, Dr. Clanton joins me in the studio to share some of the findings. Very good morning to you, Selma.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now, just maybe for some context, tell us about the weedy sea dragon. What's it look like? What's it actually related to?
So the weedies are closely related to what you'd call pipefish, and you know the beautiful leafy sea dragons.
Yes.
So there's a huge group. Pipefish is one of them, and you see pipefish quite often, I think. And weedies look a bit funny. They look like little seahorses. They are very closely related to seahorses, but they're much larger than a seahorse, and they have little leaves. Like kelp, like they look little fronds.
Yeah.
A few little fronds hanging off them look like leaves.
How big do they get?
They can get up to 30, 35 centimeters.
Okay,
they can,
so quite large.
Yes, yes. No. So sea dragons are much smaller.
Right.
Seahorses, sorry. But the weedies are quite large.
And why are we worried about them? Why is the population having issues?
So this is from papers Dave Booth and his group, his team, has been looking at since 2001. They saw a decline, but also anecdotal from people that go diving a lot, like a lady in Bear Island. She says they just vanished after a while when the visibility got down, when
okay.
the cable was laid out across the harbour in Botany Bay and stuff like that. We know that at Barrenjoey Point, what they call the Dragon Alley, they can't see them anymore.
There's a place called Dragon Alley.
Yes, it was named after them.
Wow.
And the divers who help us in Citizen Science, the URG guys, they say they can't find any there anymore. And they go quite often.
Now, that's the group you've been working with.
Yes.
To try and get some sort of research happening.
Yes.
What's the project? Tell me about it. It's fascinating.
So the project is we're surveying weedy sea dragons in the Sydney area and wider area towards Tasmania and Victoria as well.
Oh, they go that far down south all the way
yes.
to Tasmania?
Yes, wow. South Australia and WA in the Bight.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they're all southern, what we call the Great Southern Reefs, more
right.
or less. Yeah. In the harbour here, you will find them more often in Botany Bay, around Quesnel. They like kelp. So mm-hmm. if the kelp goes, which we know is happening slowly, these guys will also go more or less because they're very reliant on kelp for protection and food.
Protection, that's right. They swim
yes.
in amongst it, don't
yes,
they? Yeah.
Yes, yes. So we started, when we found out about the decline years ago, because we can't do everything by ourselves, we started talking to dive clubs, and the URG was one of them that said, we'll go out every weekend, we'll have a look. And they started a huge data set with lots and lots of photographs.
Wow.
So the main thing is any diver can go and photograph a weedy sea dragon. We just need the flank size. So the flank side of the animal.
Right.
That'll give us the recognition.
So that's how you identify
yes.
the individual sea dragon?
Yes.
Ah.
So you know how we have face recognition or
yeah.
fingerprint? So in the weedies, it's the flank, the abdominal, so the tummy side more or less.
Right.
So if you take a photo from both sides, then our ID specialist, Chris O'Keefe, she sits down and she has a program, a software program, and a huge library from all the photos they took, hundreds of photos they have. Several hundreds. And this library, she can then check that new photo with the specific spot pattern against the library, and she will know if it's a new one or if it's somebody we've already seen.
So you're tracking not only the overall population, but you can even be looking at what migration patterns are like and a whole
yes,
bunch of...
we could. They don't migrate fast.
Right.
Because they have what we call high sight fidelity. They stay 5 to 50 meters where they always are. They don't move much. They're not good swimmers. They're very poor swimmers. That's why it's so easy to take photos. Yes, that's why it's so easy to take photos. Yes. So we have, for example, we have a weedy that was named by URG David. Say
David.
One. He was seen, there's four photos. So he's been recorded for 6 years now. Which means that he's at least 6 years old, and he was already old when they photographed him.
Okay.
So this is how you can track them.
This is amazing.
Yes.
So why do we think populations are falling, though? I mean, you mentioned the kelp, but is that related to pollution or...?
Yes.
Okay.
So there is urbanisation, of course. Sydney is a huge urbanised area and it's really encroaching on our marine environment more and more. But pollution is one reason. And also the temperature rise a little bit in the oceans. That doesn't help much either because these guys like cool water. They need kelp. Once kelp goes...
Yeah, I was guessing they were probably cooler waters if they're down south.
Yes, yes.
So are we talking about, are they in protected status yet?
Yes,
or
they are. They are protected by Australian law since 1999, but in New South Wales since 94 even, and in Victoria since 95. So you can't take them. There's
Good.
No take. Good. They're totally protected. And on the red list, the IUCN red list, they are near threatened. Yes.
So what can we do?
So we need more information because they're also signed as data deficient. So that's what we are doing. We are putting out papers, research and stuff to get to the IUCN and say, look, we need to do something more about this. We might have to get them one way up, perhaps to threatened, not near threatened, but threatened, the next level.
So can other, say if we've got some listeners who are part of a dive club, but haven't
yes.
been, can they participate?
Please. I had so much good feedback. Thank you, everyone. I really want to thank you all for everyone who sent me all those photos. I'm looking at them. We're starting to process them, and I'm trying to write everyone personally. And we're doing a nice website as well where they can start uploading these photos. That's the main help we have.
That's fantastic.
People have, they have backdated even. We have now people offering photos from way back when. Yes.
Wow.
That's the great. So we can actually follow and have a look how much we had, how much there is today. Because another theory is that this might be a boom and bust population.
So we don't know.
We don't know.
As you said, they are
yes.
Data insufficient.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Dr. Selma Clanton, we will make sure your contact details are up on the 2ser.com website for anyone who
Thank
wants
you.
To get involved. Thank you so much for chatting this morning.